From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A rift on President-elect Donald Trump's transition team over who will serve as his Secretary of State has gone public, leaving open the future national security role until differences can be resolved open. Rival groups within the president-elect's transition team are divided between 2012 Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. In a Twitter post Thursday, Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway expressed the sentiments of the faction opposed to Romney. Conway said she'd received a deluge of concern from people who questioned the loyalty of Romney, a former Massachusetts governor, who opposed Trump during the presidential campaign. Those opposed to Giuliani as Secretary of State contend his extensive business relationships with foreign interests would likely lead to a messy Senate confirmation fight. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the European Union Friday that if it continues threatening his country, he will open its gates for hundreds of thousands of migrants to flood into EU countries. Speaking at a Congress on Women's Justice in Istanbul Friday, Erdogan reacted to a non-binding resolution approved by the European Parliament Thursday demanding that the bloc freeze membership negotiations with Turkey over the government's heavy-handed crackdown following a failed military coup in July. Afghan officials say at least five people were killed, 27 others wounded in a series of explosions Friday in the eastern Nangarhar, Afghan province. Local officials told VOA the explosions were from improvised explosive devices. They say two police officers and children were among the casualties in Jalalabad, the provincial capital. This is VOA News. At least 31 people in a train collision Friday in Iran have been killed, and 70 people were taken to hospitals after the crash in the north-central province of Semnan. Iranian state television showed footage of four derailed carriages, with two of them on fire. Rescue teams were working near the carriages there. The accident happened on the main line between the capital and Second City when a passenger train in motion hit an express train that stopped at a station because of mechanical problems. Police in southern France are looking for an armed man who killed a woman at a retirement home for missionaries. About 60 residents were brought out to safety as police continued to search for him. There are no indications that this was an act of terrorism. The man was wearing a mask and carrying a sawed-off shotgun when he burst into the home, which houses around 70 men and women who have served as missionaries in Africa. France is on heightened alert and has been under a state of emergency since a wave of Islamist attacks last year. Suspects arrested last weekend in France under anti-terrorism measures had been planning to launch attacks on December 1st and important landmark sites in and around Paris. Even before Americans had finished with their Thanksgiving Day meals, people were lining up, some even camping out stores, ready to take advantage of Black Friday shopping deals. Reporter Safan Kim was at a mall in New York.
For some, Black Friday shopping has become an event worth documenting. For others, it's a tradition.
My best friend and I go every year.
And yet for many others, this is the first and last time they will do this. The experience just too aggressive and chaotic for their liking.
It was just a lot of shopping, a lot of pushing.
I think it's too crowded.
It's crazy.
It's
crazy.
Would you do it again? I doubt it. I think I'm going to go online and do it.
Black Friday now starts a four-day shopping weekend. It includes small businesses on Saturday and Sundays, where shoppers are urged to make purchases at locally owned businesses, and then there's Cyber Monday. That's the biggest internet shopping day of the year. Israeli firefighters Friday focused on a blaze that had spread across Haifa, the country's third largest city, and forced tens of thousands of people to leave their homes, but continued to battle more than a dozen other fires around the country for the fourth day in a row. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from their homes as police forces and firefighting units were still heavily deployed in the Haifa area for fear that the fire could be reignited because of rare, dry, windy weather. An American television legend is being mourned Friday. Florence Henderson, who played the beloved mom on the show Brady Bunch, died Thursday night at the age of 82. She starred on Broadway before appearing on the popular television series. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.